people's street.
It's been Agatha all along.
She's insidious, so perfidious that you haven't even noticed. And the pity is
the pity is.
Snooper's gonna snoop. We're here. We're back. Barely. Technical glitches be damned. We're going to record a brand new episode of Rewind, Replay, Record, where some of us, there are two themes in the same shots. You'll probably figure it out because people can't stop giggling about it. But anyway, who's here on the call with me today?
Your brother, Daniel.
Cool. And?
Your other half-brother, Edwin.
And?
Your sister from another mother, Ava.
That works. All right, gang. And also, there's an evil brine afoot that only we can see, that you can't hear. Or maybe you will, depending on tone. So just keep an extra ear out and see if you can tell the difference. I know I will. Anyway. So
see, that was better. You weren't judging yourself that time.
No, I judge myself all the time now. That's my secret cap. I judge myself all the time. Anyway, so we're back. We're talking about episode 7 of WandaVision, titled Breaking the Fourth Wall. Even though they broke the fourth wall a couple times and everything, but this is more of a homage to shows like The Office and Modern Family. And Parks and Rec and such, with the documentary style feeling, cameras and everything. Before we jump into that, Daniel, you weren't with us on the previous episode, being a good dad.
This is
and
true.
All, being a good dad and all. Did you have any opinion or anything on the six dad? that you may?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Or did you notice anything you wanted to talk
about?
Well,
you
about
said
that we may
you
not
said I was a
up?
Good dad, and I was like, why was I a good dad? And then I said, oh yeah, that's right. We told Sierra we would wait for her. And then she went off and what did she do? Anyways, she's not, I'm not,
friends.
Yeah, we're not doing that ever again. So anyways, I liked it. It was fun watching it with the kids because they were like, oh, look at the costumes they were wearing. And I was like, oh, that's actually what they looked like in the, you know, in the comics. Like that was their actual costumes and stuff. So, that was pretty interesting. Trying to think if there's anything major other than her being able to make the hex bigger. That was pretty cool to watch. And, you know, Darcy just being silly Darcy.
Yes. Silly Darcy. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, I couldn't think of anything major other than Pietro saying, you know, his whole, oh, you can't kill your dead husband. You know, again, and
twice,
her like,
yeah,
twice. I think that's, and then her realizing, oh, that's, you know, you shouldn't know that type of thing because he was dead before that. So,
right. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. We don't know. So we pick up on this episode. Basically, Wanda hung over from the night before, probably too much powers using and whatnot. And she's resting her eyes. And again, we are in the, you know, early aughts, 2010, 2011, with the modern style, with the Modern Family, Office, Parks and Rec type style show. Guys, what did we think about the episode in general and everything? Are you guys big? I mean, besides, I know Parks and Rec and everything, but were you guys big like Office fans or Modern Family or anything like that? Or,
Well, I watched the Office, the British version that you told me about.
Yeah.
I never really got into the American version. I don't know why everyone else was like made a huge stink about it. I mean, it was funny. Some of the it was good, but it wasn't something that I was like, "Ooh, I need to watch all 9 seasons or however many there were to you know really." Oh, it's every year I got to binge watch it because that's all I can do with my life or some shit. Modern Family, just watched it with, you know, mom and dad when they watched
it.
That was a pretty funny show, but I never watched it religiously.
Yeah. Edwin, Ava, what about you guys? I mean, what did you think of the episode overall with the new WandaVision? style Mac.
I mean, I've kind of like Daniel, I've seen the British Office, which I thought was funny, also recommended by you, Brian. Never really got into the American version. I've seen a few episodes, thought it was funny, but again, I didn't really go back to it. I've seen Parks and Rec. I think I've seen all the seasons on that. What's the other show? Oh, Modern Family. I think I've seen a few episodes.
Well, just that
also
style
with my parents.
Comedy but and yeah. everything, I think, yeah.
Yeah, I do get the style, though. I get the references. I think the beginning of this episode is more of an homage. The music is more of the homage to The Office, of course. I did find it interesting how it's just saying Wanda constantly because it's about yeah. her staying in a staycation. But yeah, no.
A quarantine-style staycation, as she put it, which sounds like it was probably written before everything went to hell. But
right.
Probably like, ooh, we should probably ADR that. But her lips are right on camera saying so people will know exactly what she's saying. Fuck. Ava, what did you think of the episode with the style of sitcom and whatnot? Well, let's broaden it, actually. Just what did you think of the episode in general and everything?
I thought it was interesting how different Wanda is now with the way she spoke. Like, one of the first things she said was like, you know, just a classic case of me getting too angry and broadening the imaginary world that I've created. That's the first time I've ever heard her say anything like that. So I found that very interesting. You know, her saying like, oh, if Vision doesn't want to come back, I can't make him. Also kind of the first time she's ever said anything like that. And it was a little surprising to hear like all her little comments there in the beginning. And then, you know, her being so blunt about the brother, like, that's not your uncle and don't trust him. And you guys want me to have all the answers and I don't. You know, like, she's kind of losing it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, well, this is her, like, this is like her in depression mode, basically, on the starts right. of getting clinically depressed and everything with that, where she's just telling the kids, basically, like, you know, it, yeah, like you said, basically, just, I don't have the impression. What I think is none of this is real and none of this really matters, but that's just my theory, you know?
Being
right. Living every parent's dream, telling kids that, telling your children that. Yeah, no, I think overall, I think the episode, I mean, it does, you know, I'll be honest, the first half of the episode, I was kind of like, where are they going with this? Like, this is not kind of, like, I wasn't really enjoying it as in, like, just, I don't know, there was something about it. And maybe it's just the style of sitcom, because, yeah, that, when it first came out, when, the British Office and everything, I really did enjoy, and Modern Family was funny and everything, but the Office itself, the American Office, when it first came on, I watched it and thought it was funny, but recently in the last couple of years, I tried to rewatch it and I just kind of bounced off of it. I just could not stand it for some reason. And I think it may be just, I don't know. I really can't. I think it's just, I don't know. That's just me. Everyone else loves it. So whatever, cool with them. But I don't know.
I just feel like it is different though. I get what you mean.
Yeah.
I thought it could have been maybe the style of the episode, but I really think the whole show was basically a confirmation of what we all been talking about.
Yeah.
There wasn't really a big reveal compared to the other episodes.
Yeah.
It's more of a confirmation of, okay, yeah. we know that she lost it. We already knew that going in. We knew that from the beginning of episode one. So this was kind of like more drawn out. Episode, there wasn't really a big reveal until the end, but even the end, you kind of already knew.
Well, it's kind of funny because
again,
like
there's not
week,
like a knockoff,
right? Well, like last week, we were kind of, and I kind of like this aspect of the show when it turned around and stuff. Like the Monica stuff is when it, you know, turned for me and everything, where it was like, oh, all right, like her going into the hex right. and getting her powers and putting herself all together, literally. To push forward and everything. But this episode at the end, especially, I think, because it tricked us a little. Because like last week we were talking about like, oh, okay, it might not be Agnes. It might not be Agnes because, you know, she was with him all the time. And now it could be someone now, Pietro, whoever is the big bad is now invading Pietro, which it was essentially, because we find out that it was Agatha all along, literally the song title, which love that song. It's a jam, it's a bop. Because last week I remember we were talking about how, like, okay, you know, try not Agnes and everything. And then this week it was like, yeah, no, it's Agatha, it's Agnes, and my name is Agatha. And you were, you know, wrong the entire time. Ha ha ha. It kind of thing. Like, it was basically like switching it, like we were talking about how it was messing with the audience expectations with that and everything. Even though we all knew that Agatha Harkness was probably behind it all along. But I remember last week we kind of double guessed it, like, maybe it's not. Maybe it's something else.
Well, it still can't be something.
Yeah.
I think the big bad is her.
Right.
Which makes sense. They led up to it. And I don't think it's that disappointing. I think they saved it.
No, it's not. Themes, not at all.
I think the theme song saves it to me. Because if it was just like a quick cut, like, hey, it was me, boom, and that's it. We kind of figured that already.
Yeah. It was very tongue in cheek. Yeah.
Yeah. But the song was, you know, good. But I think now the whole show has been officially set up. We know who's behind it. Now we have the last two episodes. So I still think there could be maybe one more thing. Like, I'm sure they'll...
We have two more episodes?
Yeah, there's two more episodes left.
Total of nine. I thought this was it. I thought it was seven.
You thought this was the ending?
You thought this was the ending?
Yeah. I was like, how? This is a pretty... Because I thought it was, assholes. What the fuck? Like, I thought it was seven. I was like, oh, this is the last episode. I was like, this is really good. It really set it up for like next season, which would be next year, which then would lead into Doctor Strange in 2022. I'm sorry, I didn't know there's two episodes. Now I'm a little excited.
You weren't disappointed. Ending.
Yeah, you were just like, oh, cool.
He's not disappointed.
Interesting.
No.
It's it
because,
works for you.
Because like it shows it works then. There we go.
Because how I thought of it was, if this was the last episode, in my mind it was. And I said, okay, perfect. It sets it up for next season. They have seven episodes to get this Agatha and either keep her going into the movie, or having half the episodes of Agatha fucking with Wanda to the point to she snaps in the last three and it goes right into the fucking movie of Doctor Strange. I thought it worked really well.
I think Daniel's right.
Because
an ending for a season.
Yeah. You get the enemy and you're like, oh shit. Well, now we have to wait a fucking year to find out what's going to happen. And then it you get seven more episodes and then you get a movie the year after. Oh, well. But now I get two episodes. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, it also ties into Spider-Man 3 as well. Like, all this stuff ties into Spider-Man 3 and also
Doctor Strange, it ties all in. I still don't understand that.
I think it's just the multiverse. I think it's
because doesn't it go Doctor Strange and then Spider-Man 3?
It actually goes Spider-Man 3, Doctor Strange, because Spider-Man 3 is supposedly coming out in December of this year.
Oh my.
Okay. I believe, let me get the time frame stuff up, but I think it goes Spider-Man 3, then Doctor Strange 2 next year, because they're currently shooting both, but and 3 release date. It says here December 17th, 2021. And I do remember in that little press conference, though, with whatchamacallit, the Disney shareholder meeting thing, that it was that Kevin Feige did say December 2021 for Spider-Man 3. Then it was Doctor Strange next year.
I wonder. Talk amongst yourselves. I'm just looking at something.
Okay.
Looking forward to see what Hayward was talking about when he said we launched today. I hope
we launched today. Yeah.
In the next episode.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure, like Edwin said, there might be one more reveal of something in the next episode, at least. And then in the episode 9, 2 weeks from now, will be like the resolution of the show itself, and you know, kind of going from there. And I just lost everything. What the hell?
Oh boy.
Oh, I got it. No, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Keep going. Keep going. We're fine. All right.
I wonder if I just thought of this because I just looked it up real quick. Westview, New Jersey is only is only 28 minutes from New York. I wonder if they're setting it up for Spider-Man 3 to have the hex get that large to fuck with reality in that area to where it involves Spider-Man and then involves the other ones. And that's how you get Tom Holland.
Yeah, that's what.
And,
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, that's what we were talking about last episode. Thanks because we were talking about how.
All right. You should know by now, I don't listen to the episodes and I just come in barreling. All right, dude. This is how life is. Get used to it. Two Bryans. Ava, how do you live up to the top?
I'm used to it, Daniel. I'm used to it.
This is weird.
So
Brian, stop judging Ava.
I'm not judging Ava. Okay, Daniel, you got to stop talking. Nobody understands what's going on because they don't see the cameras.
He unplugged his phone, and when he plugged it back in, that's why his screen moved, and that's why I'm up on the top now.
Oh my gosh.
Now Daniel. I see everybody, and this is glorious.
This is really good. Oh, yeah. This is really good for the audio podcast and everything. Yeah, everyone's really
okay.
I understand.
Episode.
Yeah. So what we were saying with Dan last week, you know, since you don't listen, what we were saying, what I kind of theorized was this is how they bring mutants into the world. That basically Wanda goes fuck it all, expands the hex worldwide, and whoever's caught in the hex, depending on their genes. Because Monica Rambeau, she got changed at a molecular level for going in and out of the hexes too many times. Basically, her genes, whoever has the certain amount, you know, the X gene or whatever, so say, that's dormant, is now activated by the hex.
Is she an X-Men?
When it goes world. No, she's not an X-Men. That's the thing. She's not an X. She's not an X person. No, she's not an X-Men. She is she's known as Photon, and she also was Captain Marvel. She did take the title of Captain Marvel for a bit as well.
Okay.
Or Spectrum or something, right?
Spectrum was one of her aliases too. Which I think she'll be called Spectrum just because based on when she entered Westview for the second time, she saw like the Spectrum-y scene and everything when she looked around when her eyes were all crazy blue and stuff.
And she did do a superhero landing.
Yeah, so
she did. She did a superhero landing, just like that squirrel in that one Disney Plus movie, Ulysses in 4, whatever the name is.
Oh, God.
I saw the squirrel hero pose. It was adorable. Anyway. So that is, so basically what's going on inside is Wanda is doing the Modern Family thing. Even that one little scene when she's like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know how it's happening. And then all of a sudden the voice behind the camera goes, do you blame yourself? Or do you think this, do you deserve this? And she's like, what? You're not supposed to talk. Like, and then it just goes to the commercial of the depression medicine of the Nexus, which is a big deal as well, because that basically is all the multiverses in one area. That is the Nexus, is connects to the Nexus, to all the multiverse.
Yeah, you're able to move from multiverse to multiverse.
Exactly. So Westview may be the Nexus itself in here, and Wanda is one of those beings that's a Nexus being that is the constant in all the multiverses. So no matter what universe, she's the same person in each every universe.
I think it was interesting too how they repeat throughout the whole season a lot of like what was said in the commercial, like feeling your pain, having to confront your truth, your ultimate destiny, and then like the last one was more depression. I feel like that's kind of going to be the season finale for Wanda specifically. Like she's going to have to confront the truth, figure out what her destiny is, and then it's going to be sad. Like, I really hope but I have a feeling it might be that she's going to have to kill Vision again. Again. Oh God, I'll die.
Well, it's not just that. I think so. Not just, yeah, that, or they may go the comics route where the twins aren't real. That her children
well, are. Well, I mean, I don't see, to me,
they can't do that too soon.
But it is, it is more impactful for having to kill Vision again.
No, I don't think the kids are gone.
That won't happen. In the next two episodes, that won't happen. Because then what are you going to be the next season?
There is no
next season. There is, that's why I think there is no next
season. This is it. One and done.
I thought I read a thing about season two.
I don't know. They haven't said anything about a season two or anything.
No?
I always assumed that it was it's a one and done season.
All right,
just to set Google up the movies and whatever. Yeah, Google.
Which makes me think, yeah, because to me, Agatha got the kids like she always wanted, which they kept referencing throughout the whole entire show for the children.
For the children.
So now she's got them because Wanda gave it to her. It's kind of like a vampire rule. Like she couldn't just take them. She had to be given.
Get her permission.
Exactly. And she doesn't know how to, and Agatha doesn't know how to bring people back from the dead, which is another theme that kept going on throughout the whole episode. So there's two things that she wants is the children for whatever reason that I don't know. And two, she wants to learn how to raise the dead.
I thought it was
because if she,
too. Sorry.
Oh no, I was just going to say, because if Agatha knew how to raise the dead, she would brought back the original Petro, not this other one.
Right.
Not the, you know, from a different, you know, multiverse, which we still don't know if it is or not.
Oh, okay. Also, Elizabeth Olsen just teased that a second season is not out of the question.
We'll have to see.
With you guys.
Yes.
I mean, interesting. Yeah. I mean, I hope that she doesn't have to kill Vision again, but the conversation Darcy and Vision were having in the truck was so good. Like everything that they were saying, I love that he finally caught up on how he died, how he died again. And then Darcy specifically said, yeah, she killed you. And then the bad guy brought you back to life and you died. He killed you again. And she had to watch. She specifically said Wanda had to watch. So I don't know if I found that thinking like, oh God, if she has to watch him die yet again,
that could be the reason enough to her to snap and just be like,
or maybe Vision just goes completely Skynet and said, you know what? I'm living this time. I'm going to kill you, Wanda, because you're technically the problem here. I'm raising the kids and boom, new show, My Two Dads, but with Vision.
My mother will help. I did Vision just realizing, like, wait, why am I talking to you? Why am I participating in this? This is all just batting away the thing, and then it cuts to reality and just dips out.
And why does Darcy just wait around? Just run over these kids that probably don't exist.
That's the one thing too that was funny. I'm sitting there the entire time going, like, he could just pick up the van and fly away. And instead he realizes it and goes, I'm just dipping out later. Flies away and she's like, all right, we'll meet you there, I guess, whatever. But yeah,
say there's a lot of connections with Wanda and Monica too, a lot of things repeated there as well,
grief and losing
constantly
things,
repeated about Monica's mom and her being dead, like when she was going through the barrier you could hear words of that. And like her talking when she was a kid, mom, I want to fly up there with you. And someone saying like, oh, if you want to fly up there, you're going to have to learn to glow like your Aunt Carol,
Nick Fury, her powers.
But it keeps referencing the mom being dead. And then when Monica confronts Wanda, she's like, I know about pain. I felt it too, but I wouldn't change it because it's my truth, which was everything quoted in the commercial. So there's some interesting connection between Wanda and Monica. They both have, you know, similar grief keeps coming up, so I don't know, I have a feeling it's gonna be like really, something really sad in the end.
This whole show is based on grief and how to cope with losing somebody, with losing you know, somebody, especially after losing so much and everything. And like, both are tragic cases where, like, in Wanda's case, she had to kill Vision to save the universe, only to have it reversed and have him get killed, not on her terms, and then her herself dying. For Monica, it's falling asleep and then waking up and realizing 5 years has passed and your mom's dead, even though it seems like it was 20 minutes ago. You know, it's
an emotional grief. We also have to remember, too, because she, Wanda, got snapped.
Mm-hmm.
So when she came back and fought Thanos, she literally came back like literally like 10 minutes from
she hasn't
seeing Vision.
Been able to breathe,
so
yeah.
Exactly. She just came back. Like, she goes, oh, kill him. Okay. Oh shit. He came back. Oh, he killed him. Oh, okay. I disappeared. And then, oh shit, I'm back. And I still have fucking anger issues and all that shit. And what's the time frame? I can't remember. What's the time frame?
3 weeks after the snap, after everyone came back. It was 3 weeks after Endgame is WandaVision.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So
she's still coping.
She's still coping. Yeah. But the fact that,
for sure,
you know, this guy is trying to make Vision as a weapon or try to bring him back online, it still just doesn't stick. I mean, it's 3 weeks is a very short time frame. How did he get the fucking body parts?
Well, that's been five years. That's been over 5 years.
That's right. Okay, you're right.
Yeah, Vision's been dead for 5 years. So for the past 5 years, he's probably been and had the body. Or once Tony died, they probably got the body or something. You know,
because I hope they.
I'm sure they'll explain that whole situation about what the true ultimate mode
is. They better, because I need to know. It makes no sense.
Start a Twitter account and just be like, at Marvel, dear Marvel.
Your show makes no sense. First of all, you ended the show with revealing who Agnes is, which we already knew.
And then come to find out there's two more episodes.
It's sloppy writing, y'all.
Sloppy writing all around. Anywho,
well, what if what
where
if
can
Agatha
I get
tanked? Kills Vision?
What
if Agatha kills Vision?
I feel like if she could, she would have already.
Maybe she needs Wanda to get to a certain point. Because remember, at the very beginning, when Vision's like, "Hey, why are you doing this?" and she's like, "I really don't know how this happened. I don't know how we got here." And then it's to a point where she's like, "Well, I'm just losing my mind, and the fucking plant's changing, and the fucking TV's changing, different generations. Let me just snap. Oh, there we go. Like, oh fuck, the wall's missing now. Oh shit, silly me, I can't control it. What if I don't know, Agatha's playing that is helping her in making the hex."
No, I think that plays a part of it too. Is that I think, well, because, we don't know. Because I mean, it could be just one of those things where she's seen an opportunity.
I mean, we obviously don't know the back. I'm sure in the next two episodes that I just learned about, we're going to learn about Agatha and how she knew where Wanda was and all that jazz. Mm-hmm. But what if maybe Agatha started this whole thing? Like, maybe she was the one to tell Wanda where Vision was, or maybe she planted this whole thing.
Yeah, who knows? We'll see. I mean, we'll definitely have to see. I mean, that's the thing, is we don't know why it's been Agatha all along. We know she's truly evil because she even killed Sparky. That was such a good just killer line. Just Catherine Hahn is a goddamn treasure. She is a treasure of a human being. And just that last line of her, and it's her singing in the song too, and just her turning around, just like, "And I killed Sparky too." Like, it just, oh God, it was so good. And this ending right there.
Yeah, the ending was so good. Again, very Silence of the Lambs, of Wanda going into the room, then being lured into the basement, the moth. As soon as I saw the moth, I'm like, wow, this, and the music cue, I'm like, this is
very
Silence of the Lambs right here.
Yeah. 30 years ago, this very week, or last week, 30 years ago, And that's the one thing too I love about this show is how it could change on a dime. It's you know, just how it feels and everything, where it's kooky and fun and then immediately gets into horror territory where it starts getting like, it just, the tones just shift so well. And it's so, like, again, like you said, going down the basement, not seeing anything. In a playful, it's not like it's true horror or anything like that, but still it's suspenseful. It's like, what's going on? It's a tone shift, and then immediately jumps into the Munsters. It's All About Agatha song that.
So good.
God.
And I just like her reaction. She just flies in like Mary Poppins, lands, transforms into multiple like costumes, and then goes to black and white, and is always bringing some type of gift.
Yeah, and exactly. It's
interesting how her color is purple, Wanda is red, and now Monica is blue, as if there is like a yin and yang. Like, they're really hammering it in that Monica is the good guy that's going to help her cope compared to Agatha, which it is helping her cope, but in the dark worst way.
Possible way.
It's
but there's a reason Agatha's doing this.
Yeah, she wants something. She wants the kids and wants to resurrect the dead. Those are the only two things.
I don't think she wants Vision. I don't think it's a...
No, she doesn't.
No. Vision's just a pawn in the scheme. She needs Wanda. She needs Wanda's power for something.
Hayworth wants Vision. That's why we're getting two villains for both. Hayward wants Vision for what... Well, now, because it's up online now, he couldn't turn him on, but as soon as Wanda did... They realize, oh wait, he's back on now. I want him. We can get him to work. We can weaponize him now. So that's going to be Vision is all about Hayworth.
You know what I did Agatha's like all though. About Wanda. Thinking about, because I watched the fifth episode. No, was it the fifth episode? Or maybe it was last episode. Whatever episode where he fucking snapped. And was like, you don't know how it was like being on Earth, like trying to keep the lights on for the X amount of years. Like, you can see.
Oh, yeah. Hayward.
Yeah. 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 I was like, damn, the dude struggled. I felt bad for him. I was like, poor dude. Like, half the wheels were gone.
Like,
everything's gone. I mean, he's.
And then you probably have the government going, fix it. What? Poor guy. Not just Earth. But the universe.
Yeah.
It's all Half-Life of Universe, where it's like, fix it. Huh? Oh, man, I just work here. Yeah. No, I mean, Agatha herself is a really kind of, it's actually kind of a legit big character. And I think I was listening to Fat Man Beyond, and they were talking about with Kevin Smith and Mark Bedard, and they were talking about how they're kind of hoping that this phase brings in the magical element of the Marvel universe. How like the first big phase was like, science and technology and cosmic stuff. And now this is going to bring about the magical side of things with the Mephisto, with, Agatha Harkness, who does have a Fantastic Four connection. She was Franklin's nanny. Franklin Richards' nanny there for a bit. So again, another reference to, and also if you're going to have since the Fantastic Four are coming about, and I think, the big bad of them is Doom, Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
He's all about mysticism and magic and stuff like that. I think you're going to start seeing a little bit more connection to that sort of thing with that side of thing, which it can be exciting. Kind of like a Prestige. I like dueling magicians.
Vampires
and vampires. Well, yeah, we have Blade coming up too, or Morbius if you're a Jared Leto fan.
No one's a Jared Leto fan.
Well, there's quite a bit, supposedly, but
I don't see anyone going, hey, Daniel, don't say that. So,
okay,
I guess I choose my friends right.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. If somebody comes to you and you go, hey, Jared Leto kind of sucks, and they go, hey man, he's pretty good. Yeah.
I haven't heard
you fucked up somewhere. You fucked up in your friends. Yeah.
I think the youngins probably do. The youngins.
Oh yeah. They're like,
love, he's
Joker. He's fucking Joker.
He was in 30 Seconds to Mars. I love that's my boy. He was in Fight Club. That's my
older, boy. And then he got the older Gen Z people going like, oh, he's always going to be my so-called life. Whatever his name was on that. It doesn't matter. Anyway. So, yeah. So this episode ends. We find out it's been Agatha all along. Daniel, now that you have a knowing that there's two more episodes with this, your mind has exploded with happiness now. Yeah, I was going to ask, what do you guys think is, I mean, do you have any last, I mean, the thing is that we found out really... also from like last episode that the big, that was another one, Monica's contact that was going to find out like, oh, I got my contact. It's just some random soldier.
That really pissed me off.
Was that the contact? Was that the contact?
That was the contact.
I'm assuming it was because I don't know.
It didn't seem like it was.
Yeah, I don't know. Whoever built that, I wonder who built that. Yeah, it wasn't them. They were just delivering, dropping it off.
That's what it seemed like to me. Because they were
I was so excited. And then I was like,
who were you thinking it was, Daniel? Who do you think it was?
I don't even know someone, though, other than just a random major lady. I mean, I didn't look up the name. I'm sure the name has some significance, but I didn't. I don't know.
I don't think there was. And it didn't seem like she was the engineer. It was just a bunch of, like, military people. None of them.
Yeah, sword operatives that were playing against
the rules. I still think we're waiting for that. Reveal. I mean, it could be wrong.
She said, like, a gift from, you know, Reed, Dr. Richards, or Mr. Banner, or Dr. Banner, or something like that. Something where she has a really cool connection.
And who knows? I haven't seen it.
I mean, been around for 3 weeks.
And Paul Bettany has said in an interview that Evan Peters wasn't the big guest star or whatever. It's somebody that he's always wanted to work with and everything. So he could be talking about Benedict Cumberbatch with Doctor Strange. I really hope it isn't. I hope he isn't in like a full episode. I kind of hope it's like a towards the end type situation where it kind of like, oh, it's going to bounce off into something else. It's not like a whole episode dedicated to him in kind of situation.
It's like maybe a stinger, maybe.
Yeah, like
I'm
like
hoping Doctor like Strange will be in the end. Actually, before the ending of this episode.
I don't want him in at all. I want him to be brought in the fucking movie. I don't want him brought into the TV show to be like, hey, this is too much. We need him. We need Doctor Strange. No, I want it to be like,
fuck. Or just him like coming down, like him coming out, seeing the hex bigger and him just going, I might be too late or something like that. Nothing. I don't know.
No. Damn it. No, I don't want Doctor Strange at all. No, he doesn't need to be the Nick Fury of sorcery. Like, oh, yeah.
Well, I mean,
hey, Wanda, I want you to join. I want you to join me in this like
sorcerers
initiative. It's you, Blade, Morbius, the kid in the helmet.
Have you heard of the Sorcerangers titled to be determined?
We got Harry Potter, Teen Witch,
Teen Wolf.
The goat from the witch.
The goat from the vitch. And this mystical baby.
Oh my god.
Join me? No?
Well, fuck you. Nope. All right.
Constantine, everybody.
Prince Mario's weird brother from the Prestige.
Just one of the one.
Just one of the twins. We can't afford two Christian Bales. It's a TV show. We only get the one. The other one's hiding in the cabinet, waiting for the reveal for the Prestige to pop out.
But anyway, the stinger. I found it weird that they finally did that. They did one as if they're trying to set us up that, hey, please watch the whole entire credits in the next two episodes.
I think also it's setting it up that now we're in that they're kind of abandoning the TV format, that now it's like, okay, that's put aside.
Marvel.
It's like, now it's MCU territory. I think that's one of the reasons why they put that there kind of thing as like an introduction to where it's like, we're not, there's no more TV parodies or anything like that. Even said, well, like, do you see the signal, or there's been no signal?
Yeah. And I kind of figured that just by the outro with Agnes.
Yeah.
I figured that would have been enough clue, but the stinger in the very, very end, which again, still doesn't explain much. You see,
there's Pedro, two more episodes. Yeah.
But you see Pedro, and again, I still don't really understand who he is. And I don't think it's going to be part of the X-Men universe, but that could be me. I don't know.
I'm just glad they showed him, because ever since last episode, I was just wondering like what happened to him. So just to see him, like, I know she didn't like kill him when she like blasted him, but I still just was like curious the whole episode, like what happened to him since that's the last time we saw him, you know? So I'm just glad they kind of like just showed him quickly. I've been watching this show so much. I have crazy random dreams, weird dreams of theories that will never come true, but I wish it would. One is...
Yeah, I was going to say, let's hear a couple.
One is Suri from Black Panther comes in. Mm-hmm. And remember how she was trying to take the Mind Stone out of Vision originally? She does that. Yes. And then Vision gets to just be like normal Vision, and her and Wanda get to live forever, happily ever after. That's obviously the nice version that will not come true. Mm-hmm. And then another dream I had like two episodes back was, you know, like in, I think, I don't know if it's like X-Men First Class or one of those movies where they show when Professor Xavier first meets Jean Grey when she's like really little.
Yeah.
She's that age, and she's playing with the Wanda and Vision doll, and she's responsible for everything that's happening in Westview because it's her playing with these dolls. Ooh. And
whoa.
that's kind of like that
that dream I had felt like a movie. Like, it felt so real. I was like, oh my god, it's Jean Grey, she's responsible for everything.
So do you know the ending to Saint Elsewhere and the theory that goes from there with that? The ending to Saint Elsewhere was a really popular hospital drama back in the 80s. And then the final episode, you find out that the whole show took place in this child's brain, in this autistic boy's brain, because it started, the camera kind of pulled back on the final episode, and then the hospital was in a snowfield, and the whole screen started shaking. And the camera pulls back, and you realize it's a little boy who's been in the show looking at a snow globe, shaking the snow globe. And it all took, the whole show took place in his head.
That's cool.
Now here's where it gets really cool too. This was a really popular show in the 80s, and it had a bunch of crossovers. So it crossed over with Homicide: Life on the Streets, which also crossed over with Law and Order. And Law and Order, Robert, one of the characters, appeared on a bunch of other shows like Arrested Development, The Simpsons, The X-Files. So technically, all those shows are now taking place in that kid's brain, because those doctors went to other TV shows and whatever. So all those shows are kind of linked together inside the mind of this one boy.
That's crazy.
So it's kind of like your theory with Jean Grey, that she's doing all this stuff with dolls and whatnot, which is a cool idea, actually.
Yeah, if they would have ended the show like that, I would have been like, oh my god.
Black, executive producer Chris Carter.
Love it.
No way, that was that guy? Yeah, so now we have two episodes left, 2 weeks to go. Anything else you guys have? Any other theories or anything you're hoping to see, wanting to see,
I just hope they don't do that bullshit that they did with that Toy Story 3 did, when I said that the toys should have fucking died in the fucking trash area, because that was a perfect ending, but they didn't. I'm just saying, because now there's two episodes I was unaware of, and I don't know what's going to come.
I just can picture you in the theater watching Toy Story 3, and like everyone dies, and it just goes, and it goes to black. Dale sitting there and going, fucking metal. And it just gets up and walks out.
Magnificent. Magnificent.
Not even that. Just not even that. Just suddenly just
Winded.
fucking metal. And gets up, walks out. It cut to reality.
Why did I even see that movie in the theaters? When did it come out?
It came out over 10 years ago.
Doesn't
I think it was somebody you were dating. I think.
Ooh, okay.
Was it Melissa? No.
It would have been Kim.
I think
it was you, me, and Kim went to go see it.
But why would we? We had to have taken this one of the kids.
I think it was us. I think it was
Sierra would have been alive for sure. Not Reed. He was born in 11. So maybe we took Sierra to see it. But yeah, I was really fucking pissed about that movie because they should have fucking burned at that moment. They all accepted. Look, the fact that the one toy, I don't know which one, struggled. And then Woody was like, hey, no, don't struggle. Like, death is coming. Buzz. Like, they accept. Yeah, that was it. And they accepted death. And I was like, oh my God, this is beautiful. Like, this
good.
Is
the music was so good. Yeah. The music, they all looked everything. At each other.
And I was, and they accepted death. And I was like, oh, wow, they're teaching kids something really good. You know, they're Agreed. Teaching something. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, the fucking aliens come with the fucking claw. And I'm like, oh, get the fuck out. And then there's another 20 minutes of bullshit. And then I was really pissed about that. And then
there's another movie. They had another fucking movie. That was.
I didn't even go see it.
Don't do
it's
it.
It's a waste of fucking. It's really just now. It's just money. That's all they're doing. It's really upsetting me. So yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with these two episodes, and I hope it's not like that in any way. I don't think.
I'm sure it will.
You hope everyone dies.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Wanda's not going to die.
I need them to burn.
Oh, okay. I will only accept Doctor Strange in the last episode of the last so many seconds
if
Wong goes, hey, what's that? And they look out the window and they see the hex coming to them. That will be the only way I accept fucking Cumberbatch, Benedict Man. I want that. But I don't want him to be like, you know, showing up for a whole episode, like you said, or like showing up and be like, oh, she's gone crazy on me. No. I want him to be like, what the fuck's going on? And then he gets trapped. And then he's got to fucking fight his way to get the fucking universe all back together.
Well,
I already figured out what the movie is.
Okay.
they spoiled it.
We don't need to see it.
Nope.
The esteemed actor Benedict Cumberbatch or Cumberbatch Benedict Man will play it very well. So
Benedict Cumberbunch, he's going to be
Cumberbunch. Yes.
Yep. It'll be. I already know what's going to happen.
Next episode is going to be a whole episode of Daniel trying to get Benedict Cumberbatch's name correctly.
I really shouldn't have watched this because it's really screwed up all the movies. Now I know exactly what's going to happen in the next two movies. Well, okay. Oh, well, that's cool.
Cool. Guys, Ava, Edwin, here. Is there anything?
I had two movies playing in my head in like literally like 2 seconds, and they're really cool. I'm not going to get into it, but I'm just saying it's really cool.
Cool, man.
That's all I care about now.
Ava?
Well, Edwin? Evelyn, you were saying. How can I?
Oh, my God. Brian, you're absolutely right. This is how they're going to bring the mutants in, because it's the fucking hex is going to hit the world and it's going to hit the fucking genes. Jesus Christ. Now, wait. Now, the only way that won't happen is if fucking Fox is a piece of shit and they don't allow that.
Well, again, Disney owns Fox.
So it doesn't matter. Yeah. They can do whatever they want with it.
Disney owns Fox now. So it's fine.
They can do whatever they want. Yeah.
So then why are they being bitched? Oh, it's Sony with Spider-Man. Fucking Sony.
Yeah.
They need to buy Sony.
But Spider-Man is going to be their Wanda in the movie universe.
I need Spider-Man them to have all of him. Not just like we can use him. I need Marvel to completely own him.
I think they kind of do already. Well, to a degree.
They need to either
Sony has nothing else.
Or Sony needs to let it go.
Yeah, we're just never going to see.
Like, so do you think they're going to bring? So do you think? Do you think they're going to bring the like? Obviously, they'll bring what's his name to play Wolverine because everyone loves him.
But I don't think so. I kind of hope they don't. He's done. I kind of hope.
I kind of hope
they start from scratch and just bring in some people like you know, bring in people that can play. Like obviously, Ryan Reynolds and Deadpool. They're going to be there. They've already announced that that's happening and that Ryan Reynolds is going to be Deadpool. I hope they kind of I mean, everyone else other than it would be cool to see Fassbender as Magneto, but
that's what I'm banking on. I'm banking on seeing him for sure.
Yeah.
Like he is looking for his daughter.
He can play Magneto and be fine.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman can't. I mean, you're right. Hugh Jackman's, I don't think he'll be able to do, but who's going to play Wolverine then?
They'll just recast eventually. Unless they do Old Man Logan again. But
yeah, John Cena. It's John Cena.
Dun, 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 dun. Can you imagine?
It's John Cena!
Oh, man.
That'd be fucking funny.
Ava, anything else before we start wrapping things up?
I don't think so.
Excellent, excellent. Write a dream journal. Maybe that could be a new segment. Name is Dreams.
Pitch him and then tomorrow.
Wanda was there, but it wasn't Wanda. Her face was weird. And then I was walking through marshmallows.
And Wanda was, and Jean Grey was playing with these Funko Pops that look like Vision and Wanda.
It's going to be like.
It's you. You were just doing them.
Yeah, that's you. That's you. It's all you.
I'm going to pitch all this to Marvel and it's going to be, you know, a TV show called Ava's Dreams.
That can be a really cool fan fiction. You can start writing your own fan fiction, but your dreams.
We need a title a little bit differently.
Yeah, exactly.
What if what if Edwin pisses off Ava and then Ava's all like, oh, I had a dream of Edwin like bringing me flowers. But he didn't, like he never does. And then Edwin's like, well, I'm sorry. I had to work today.
Well, then
and
it's then gonna be
20 minutes. They bicker on the podcast. Then it'll be pretty funny.
And then we'll get a BuzzFeed article though. Going. It'll be a BuzzFeed article going like, this real life couple had a meltdown and it was hilarious. Here are the 13 tips. Here are the 13 bits from it all. And then we're stars.
You just see us like running around, cutting into different like images.
Coming into different frames and everything. And what was your favorite part? Oh, man. So anyway, yeah, I think that'll do it for us with this.
Edwin, where are you recording from? I'm recording from the fucking car. I don't want to talk about it right now.
I am pissed. Sorry, if my signal keeps coming in and out. Can't get reception here.
Because I'm not allowed back inside. Edwin, anything before we skedaddle out? Do you have any other, any way to end this or anything? I'm thinking of Munsters ending. I'm thinking the Munsters score to
check I us love out. Munsters. Or I had this.
Let's hear it. Let's hear the idea.
It's a witch song, but it's not from someone you know. It's just like a really creepy song that's called like The Witch. And the lyrics go, oh, I was behind it all.
Are you talking about Season of the Witch?
No.
No. Well, we'll talk off mic. No. Now you're hearing it. The audience is probably hearing the song now. Be sure to follow us at Rewind Replay Record on Instagram, where I can ignore you, which I don't mean to, but I'm getting better since I was locked out of my other account. But Brian. Now I'm back in.
We're all dancing.
Yeah,
dancing.
What? Why is everyone dancing?
Dance. Because the song is on.
Yeah, what song? On? Oh, song. Oh, I see what you did with that. That was clever. Anyway, be sure to tell your friends and everybody. I'm dancing. I'm getting sick. All right, everybody, thank you for listening. Tell your friends, tell everybody. Be bad, watch shit.
How could I haunt you? Can see my seams, the fraying of my dress. I am defenseless.
I